In this bulletin, Australia's vaccination rates climb as Victorians revel in freedoms over the weekend. Saudi Arabia, the world's top oil exporter, announces plans to reach net zero emissions by 2060. And in sport, the Matildas victorious against Brazil in the women's friendlies clash in Sydney. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsett. Victoria is racing towards its next vaccine milestone, passing the 90% first dose rate for the over 16 population after a surge in jabs on Friday. Melburnians are experiencing their first weekend out of the COVID-19 lockdown, and the state is inching closer to the 80% full vaccination target. The state government says Victoria is likely to reach that vaccine hurdle next weekend, and it will unlock a further easing of health restrictions. Nationally, more than 34 million coronavirus vaccine shots have been administered to Australians. Australia's Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, says the past week alone accounts for 11% of all locally acquired COVID-19 cases nationally since the start of the pandemic. Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison is finalising his response to demands from the Nationals Party about a net zero target ahead of the climate talks in Glasgow. Many senators and MPs are aware Australia is already on track to net zero by 2050, but a firm target has not been set as the Liberals and Nationals work through the details. Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce will chair a party room meeting on Sunday afternoon to discuss Mr Morrison's plans. Qantas has unveiled its planned flight schedule once international borders reopen on November 1st. Flights to New York and London will begin that day, while those to Singapore, Fiji and Johannesburg have been brought forward. Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has welcomed the return of more Qantas routes, but says government support to the airline industry will stop if flights return to pre-pandemic levels. Victoria's decision to remove quarantine requirements for vaccinated travellers will see the national carrier bring forward flights from Melbourne to London and Singapore in November. And Canberra is in discussions with Singapore to establish two-way travel without restrictions. Saudi Arabia, the world's top oil exporter, aims to reach net zero emissions by 2060. Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman made the announcement at the Saudi Green Initiative Forum, saying this will lead to a carbon emissions reduction of 278 million tonnes annually by 2030.
This initiative means to change the mix of power in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, to reduce the consumption of power, to increase the efficiency of production, and to invest in new energy sources like hydrogen. Also, we announced the union of the kingdom to the International Pledge of Methane, which targets to reduce the international emission of methane by 30%.
And Prince Charles says Saudi Arabia's global leadership in energy transition is critically important, but warns of a narrow window to recover from climate change.
The ongoing pandemic has highlighted that human health, planetary health, and economic health are fundamentally interconnected. We now have a dangerously narrow window of opportunity in which to accelerate a green recovery while laying the foundations for a sustainable future.
The film director injured during an accident on set says he is gutted by the loss of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Actor Alec Baldwin discharged a prop gun and Miss Hutchins died from her wounds, while director Joel Souza was struck in the shoulder but later released from hospital. Miss Hutchins' husband Matt has paid tribute online to his wife's meaningful legacy, her passion and vision. No charges have been filed in the case and vigils are planned to remember the 42-year-old on both Saturday evening and Sunday. To sport now, the Matildas have beaten Brazil 3-1 in the women's friendlies clash on Saturday night in Sydney. In front of a crowd of more than 15,000 people, goals from Claire Polkinghorn, Mary Fowler and Emily Van Egmond brought the Australian women's team to victory. On Tuesday night, the two teams will return for a rematch at the same venue. It follows a loss to Ireland and ongoing investigations of allegations of sexual abuse, harassment and bullying at the elite levels of the sport. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth mostly sunny 29, Adelaide partly cloudy and 20, Melbourne a shower or two 15, Hobart showers 13, Canberra partly cloudy 21, Wollongong a shower or two 19, Sydney an early shower or two and windy 21, Newcastle similar conditions 23, Brisbane mostly sunny 35, Cairns, much the same, 32, and Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 35. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.